you have been a believer for any length of time, you'll likely know the story of Abraham and how God tested him. God promised Abraham that beginning with his son Isaac, he would birth a nation so numerous that it would be almost impossible to count. But when Isaac was still a boy, God told Abraham to sacrifice him as a burnt offering. Abraham obeyed, trusting God even in the face of what seemed like God breaking his promise through the sacrifice of his son, whom he greatly loved. As he was about to sacrifice the boy, in Genesis chapter 22, verse 12, an angel of the Lord says, "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Could this be the foreshadowing of what God would do for us through his son, his only son? I believe that it is. God tested Abraham and he passed through obedience over reason. Jesus was sent to die for our sins and he was obedient to God as well. It just makes me think, if God were to test me with something that I greatly loved, would I pass the test? Would you?
If you'd like to send us a comment or if you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, we'd love to hear from you. Just email your comment or prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com. That's writecmv@hotmail.com.
When we read the story of Abraham and how God tested him to sacrifice his son, we have the benefit of knowing how it ends. And in some respects, I believe that Abraham did as well. He knew that God had made a promise and that God would keep his promise. He didn't know exactly how God would make it happen, but he knew that somehow Isaac would be used to birth a nation just as God had promised. And for that, God credited that act of faith as righteousness. Likewise, we need to trust God over circumstance. God doesn't lie. He keeps his promises. So even if our circumstances seem extreme, our faith needs to trump our reason, because God can turn any situation into a blessing. Yes, I said it, any situation.
Thank you for listening to the Lord of My Life podcast, and be sure to visit our website at ktfproductions.com. Lord.